Hello, hello. Welcome to This Black Girl Podcast. You are here with one half of your host, Miss Ola, Miss Lola, aka Lola, the beautiful, vivacious Hill Diva is currently away and will be returning to us soon, but I still wanted to bring you another wonderful episode. This episode, I actually brought back the Mister.
I'm also beautiful and vivacious. Thank you.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
And he will be talking to me regarding a submission that we received regarding a questionable relationship that brings into the discussion of toxic femininity. I'm gonna have the Mister outline it a little bit, and then we're gonna hopefully pick it apart and try to understand it.
Okay, so first of all, for the sake of everybody's privacy, we're gonna rename our main couple here to, what was it, Brian and Kelly. So Brian is in a weird space in the pandemic. He's not feeling too hot. He's browsing around on Tinder. Matches up with Kelly. Mm-hmm. They end up going out, being a little bit of a thing. But Kelly is pretty adamant at this point that Brian wants more of this relationship than she's willing to give. She kind of signed up on this thing being kind of casual. And he keeps on asking for more. So the relationship keeps on going and developing, and eventually Kelly, I don't know if it's out of nowhere, but eventually she has to take a break.
Okay.
She has to take a break from the relationship. But our friend Brian, he just can't have it. And he eventually convinces the girl to try to set up a friends with benefits kind of relationship.
Uh-huh.
But he's still set in his ways, and he still wants to be taken care of. So
okay. First thing I want to say is, this sounds so toxic already. There's I'm criticizing myself because there. You know the saying, you can't make a hoe a housewife.
Yeah.
It's not 100% accurate. Sexuality is not in correlation to being a homemaker, how you can manage, live in a house, share a household with people. So I already know that's not true, but I felt that vibe from when you said they met off of Tinder. Cause like, I feel like the purpose of Tinder specifically as a dating app was not like to date, but more just to hook up.
That's
the impression I've always had of Tinder, was like a hookup app. You want some pussy, you want some dick, go on Tinder. That's why, like, you only swipe, and if people are mutually interested, you set up a time and date to meet up. Maybe you go on a little date or something, but the end goal is like DTF.
See, like, I don't know, maybe I'm gonna put myself in the unfortunate position of defending Tinder, because Tinder is definitely everything you said. It 100% is everything you said.
But
like, what's the alternative here? Like, I don't know if Plenty of Fish. Like, to me, Plenty of Fish just seems like an exercise in turning a human into a spreadsheet, and then try to make sure the spreadsheets match.
Agreed, but I feel like Plenty of Fish is also very archaic. Like, there's so many other places. There's like Meet Me, which, and Badoo, which is more like a blend of social media / dating.
I didn't love Badoo, but yeah.
Oh my gosh, I still get notifications from Badoo. I hate it. I hated Badoo. But there's Match.com, there's OkCupid, which has its own crazy algorithm that if you answer their questions, it matches people based on possible compatibility. Like, I feel like there's more websites dedicated to like actual dating, whereas like Tinder, I would put that in the category of like, not necessarily like an Ashley Madison kind of situation, but like those websites that are meant explicitly like hot moms in your area, cute college girls in your area, meet them now. Like Tinder, I feel like it's that amalgamation of those.
I mean, I definitely feel like Tinder has had that reputation and it's leaned into it, especially more recently. Mm-hmm. Especially if you look at its advertisements, where it's a little bit less about finding a relationship and more about finding yourself a good time tonight.
LOL. I'm laughing because the room that we're in, there's a ad playing on the screen. It's paused and it's for a dating app. I'm not going to say which one it is, but it's not Tinder. It's another dating app, again, that's meant for finding a possibly long-term partner.
I definitely agree. Like I said, that Tinder is advertising itself as no longer, it's more advertising itself as a place to hook up rather than a place to find a relationship.
Yeah.
But I felt like it initially got this rap in the first place just for having a shorter form, faster kind of like dating interface as opposed to a longer, more in-depth form of like a Plenty of Fish or an OkCupid.
Yeah, I feel like that's because that was its purpose. You want something quick, it's doing something quick. Like you're not gonna just look at somebody and be like, I know we're meant to be together for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, I have to know your top 10 albums first on Plenty of Fish in order to get that.
No, but some people...
We're getting very off topic.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Okay. You're right. But... that's the impression I get from Tinder.
Yes.
Speaking as a woman, I'm assuming Kelly possibly had that impression based off of how you're building this out, fleshing out the story, is that like her impression was something casual because Tinder has the impression of something casual.
Yeah.
It seems like Brian may have had the presumption of wanting something immediate, but hoping that it could turn into something long-term.
I mean, honestly, like, it's a tough situation because the truth is I feel like both of them weren't necessarily their best selves, let's say, in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely feel like Kelly kind of took on more than she probably could have handled and maybe led him on for a bit too long.
Okay.
Because she was too wishy-washy with what she really wanted, but then also Brian was also not forthcoming with what he clearly wanted in the end.
Okay, for a little bit more clarity, how old is Brian and Kelly?
Oh my gosh, Brian is 33 and I think mm-hmm. Kelly is like 24, 25.
The expectation of having a 24-year-old know what she wants in life, let alone in a relationship, I feel like that's doomed to fail.
I mean, you're not... I don't totally disagree with that either.
I don't think it's impossible, but I do think it's less than likely. And I, as much as I sympathize with Brian for wanting, you know, something more, something, all of that good stuff, like, how can you look at somebody younger than you with less life experience and expect them to, like, take care of you?
Yeah.
That's a big ask.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a big ask.
For sure, but...
I might bring him on the show one day. I want to ask him, why don't you date women your own age? I feel like he might think it's a personal attack, though.
No, I know why. I know why he doesn't. And honestly, it's because he feels like that he just doesn't feel like he matches up with women his age. Like, that's the thing, is if you're kind of, like, in a situation where you, like, don't have an education, you're not super happy with your job yet, you're not super happy with where your life is going,
mm-hmm.
it feels easier and more on your level to match up with a younger woman who is a student and hasn't started their life yet, and so
yeah,
it feels
but then,
more like they don't know where their life is going.
But if you don't know where your life's going and they don't know where their life's going, how do you expect them to know what to help serve and, like, help, like, contribute to needs? Anyways, I feel like this is also diverging.
Yes.
Okay, so the point is, so Kelly and Brian, they get together. Kelly thought it was something simple. Brian wants it to be something a little bit more complicated. She's a little wishy-washy. He's a little, I don't know, what, needy?
I mean, yeah, he's a lot needy, and I feel like she's more than a little wishy-washy. I definitely feel like part of the problem here is that we had two people whose like bad habits really fed into one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Kelly was too, I don't know if she was too scared. I mean, I don't know what it was. I'm not her.
Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, she didn't want to just put her foot down and end it.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, like, that opened the door for Brian to try to, like, sneak in and ask for more or think that more was possible.
Right.
Although the thing that's the wildest about this story is that, like, they were actually kind of miserable together.
Oh my gosh.
Fun
okay.
fact. They just, they stressed each other out a lot.
Really? Okay. Wow. The wishy-washy thing, I can also see that as, like, something opportunistic, which is not a positive characteristic for Kelly.
That's true. Just to aside for a second, yeah. I have a much more sympathetic view of Kelly than Lola here has of Kelly.
That's fair, because we've been hearing bits and pieces of the story, and now we're actually kind of, like, putting it all together and having this discussion with you guys. But I just think certain like moves, I guess, quote unquote moves she's done, made decisions she's made have been kind of more opportunistic rather than like being wishy-washy. I feel like,
yeah, because there are certain things, like with this break that she initially wanted to take, like she promised Brian that like she would message back within a few days, and then just totally didn't, and when it was convenient for her, messaged him back and didn't really apologize for putting him out on a lark, not keeping her word, that kind of stuff. And that kind of stuff is, like, I agree, extremely sus.
I mean, if somebody's telling you, like, oh, I want us to be friends, or I still want us to be close, or I want us to have this sort of relationship, but then they're also not maintaining the relationship. They're maintaining it at their convenience or at their whim. I always kind of red flag that as attention-seeking behaviors. Like, if... And, like, I don't want to say if I, because, like, I like to think I haven't done this. Maybe I have, and I'm guilty of it, but, like, my thought process is, it's like, if there's a guy that's pursuing you that you're not really interested in, and I've already kind of caught this vibe from Kelly that, like, she's not interested in Brian. She likes the attention she gets from Brian, and based off of a few other things he told me, she likes, like, you know, she likes attention, she likes, I don't know, enjoys the sex, whatever they have, like, those occasional moments. I feel like she just wants it when she wants it, or when she's not getting attention from somebody else who she may find more interesting, then she hits up Brian and is like, oh, hey, how's it going? And then gives a sob story for Brian to feel bad for her, so that it kind of masks the fact that, like, I'm toxic.
Yeah. And especially because, like you said, like, is it all just a story to mask the fact that she's going out, she's still talking to people, and, like, she finds herself a new flavor of the week, but eventually, like, when that doesn't work out, she ends up going back to Brian for attention.
I could easily see that. And, like, kind of stepping back to, like, talking about Tinder is meant for short term. Tinder's meant for flings. So it's like, I'm sure she was probably talking to, like, a few other guys on Tinder and got, you know, and Brian was just another one on the list. And then when she got tired of Brian, she started talking to somebody else. And then that person got tired of her, or they fizzled out for what reason or another. She goes back to Brian because he's easier access, because she already has that access.
Mm.
So it's like, it's kind of easy to be like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
And then you already know she's trying to avoid accountability for being a, no, sorry, my fellow females, for being a shitty human being. But, like, you know, hey, how's it going? I spent, like, all last night crying in my sleep, and I'm so stressed. Can you come eat my pussy, please? like that's really toxic. That's so, so gross, especially when you see, like, some of the things, like Brian had mentioned at one point to us, like, they were talking about getting married, having kids, having babies. Like, I don't talk that talk with people unless I mean it.
Yeah.
You know, just because, again, that's something, like, you don't want to get somebody's hopes up. That's, like, a lot of people spend their life or future thinking about their future and thinking like maybe that's not an option for them. Like if anybody told me back then when I was younger, maybe around her age, that I would be a mother now, I wouldn't believe them. I really was ready to grow up just being like the cool aunt with like a million grandbabies and just doing and like, you know, dating a new man each month or whatever. So I went from that to being a MILF. Like, if somebody told me that, I wouldn't have believed them. So like a lot of people, especially when you make them feel like that's an option for them, and then you just like peace out, it sucks.
It really sucks, but like, I mean, here's the hot take.
Yeah.
For most people, we're talking about, you know, people feel like marriage or whatever isn't an option, or is an option for them. I feel like a lot of people, like, they want the marriage, they want the relationship, but they kind of don't care who fills the slot.
At some point, yes.
And I kind of feel like that's kind of this relationship here, too. They both want specific things out of another person, but not necessarily out of each other specifically. Like, it kind of feels like you can have any person slot in and take care of them or eat them out or have sex, and like the relationship is still fine.
Yeah, but then the question is, if that's the case and those and that position can be interchangeable, why haven't I can't say either one because we already don't know one of the other situation, but like, why are they still fucking with each other if that position is so interchangeable?
I mean, I definitely agree with you because it's like, to get a little further in, so then like we have this whole breakup, they try to do friends with benefits, mm-hmm. eventually she ends up finally getting the gall to put her foot down, but then loses the gall to put her foot down, and a week later is texting Brian asking what's been going on with him and giving sob stories about what's been going on.
Yeah, because she specifically said like it would be best if they didn't talk anymore.
Yeah, and to Brian's credit, he really took that to heart, accepted it, didn't message the girl.
Yeah.
When she messaged him, was super cordial but distant. Mm-hmm. You know, one of those things where it's like, how's it going with you? Oh, I'm cooking dinner, I'm talking to a friend, but nothing specific about what's going bad, what's going wrong.
Yeah.
None of that kind of stuff was like obviously really distant.
Yeah.
But this girl was just coming in so hard and fast with all of her feelings, just dumping it on him.
Yeah. Now I've been saying for a minute that she just likes the attention. I'm not gonna call Brian a simp because he's not, and I know that's the lingo nowadays, okay, call men who care about their women and wanna, you know, cherish them and treat them well, wanna call them a simp and all that, but in this case I'm not gonna call him a simp, but I feel like she wants him to be a simp. But that like he wants her to be his
simp too, then. Like that's also the
but
problem.
It's not going to work
because no, it's
she's
not
giving, like she's never given it to him like that. That's the problem. Like words, unfortunately, in like life when you're growing up, like words mean nothing. It's all about action. If she's talking about, oh my God, I love you. Yeah, let's be together. Oh my goodness, let's do this. Let's have babies. Like, no, that's not it. Yeah. Like, what is it? It's like, okay, is she, what is her plans after she's done school? If she's done school, are you guys trying to have end goals of moving in? If let's say like their family planning, like is she do they have savings put away for like a child? Have they met each other's parents? Have they met each other's friends? I doubt that. I doubt any of that has happened.
No, none of that happened.
I don't even have to be there and I already know. So you're telling me I'm just saying, like, I understand certain milestones or certain expectations in relationships. When you're dating somebody, you're expected to, like, if you're dating somebody long term and you expect to be integral into each other's lives, then certain things have to integrate. Like, I've met your family.
Mm-hmm.
You've met my family. I've met your friends. You've met my friends. You know, like Is everybody super hunky-dory? I would say 80%. Mm. But, like, does everybody have to be hunky-dory? No. But, like, that exists.
Yeah.
It exists. And the fact that this doesn't exist, it's like, it's putting a restriction and putting people in a bubble. The only time I've ever seen girlfriends or women dating men who they don't bring around friends, family of that nature, are men that they do not see a future with. Men that are just serving a purpose to them. Or somebody like they just like they don't want, like, either that or she has another man. Because those are, to be honest, those are the three reasons. Like, I have, and maybe some of my girlfriends are toxic too, maybe, but like, I've had girlfriends, and I'm not gonna lie, I've been a girlfriend where I've dated casually, like, two, maybe three guys. Three is too many. Three boyfriends are way too many. But I've dated different guys. And, like, you know, there was one guy who I really liked. I didn't mind having them around my friends, maybe my family, whoever. And then I've had boyfriends where, like, literally nobody knew them at all. They just knew me, and that's it. And that's because I had hesitations about them. I had suspicions about them. Or, like, I just didn't, like, you ain't it. You're all right, but you ain't it. You know, or, well, I don't know. I don't like being so sussy and having, like, sneak around different boyfriends. Be like, this boyfriend one, this boyfriend two. But, like, I've had girlfriends that don't bring guys around because they have boyfriends. And they're worried about another person being like, oh, yo, what happened to Kyle? Right? And then they're like, who's Kyle? Yeah, you know, so, like, I feel like it's possibly one of those three, especially if they're still in such a bubble, because, like, I understand quarantine makes it very easy to do that as well, but, like, we live in a very liberally digital society where, like, everybody can, like, we've been on Discord groups.
Yeah.
You know, like, we've done WhatsApp group calls, we've done, you know, Google Hangouts, everything, you know, so it's like, there's no excuse for people to extend out further into, like, your social circle if you are, like, socially as a couple. There's no reason for that not to happen. And if that's not happened, it's because there's a reason.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I feel like his hope for something more makes him blind to a lot of these red flags that she's been, like, twirling. Not even waving, she's twirling them like a baton. Like, she's captain of the flag squad, like, with all these red flags. And I feel like he's just so hopeful of being like, oh, just one. I just need just one woman. Just one.
See, like, and I don't know.
No shade, Brian. No shade.
Like, for me, I feel like, you know, I don't necessarily know that she was necessarily stringing him along. And necessarily had another guy on the side, so I don't want to go that far. But what I will say is that, like, and this goes out to all the women out there, mm-hmm. like, as someone who grew up as a very sensitive man, sometimes you women need to shut up, take responsibility, and just actually end the relationship.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm sorry that shit's scary to you, but sometimes you actually need to fess up and let a man know that it's over and tell him to go away.
Okay, can I just speak as a woman responding to that, though?
Yeah.
You can't say that for every situation, just because sometimes the result of conflicts like that ends up with harm. Because some men are very aggro,
and sometimes
some men are very aggressive.
And sometimes the result of this kind of thing when you don't do it is also harm.
I agree. A different level of harm, but I'm just talking about in terms of defense, like physical harm. Like, some women are scared.
No, I understand that, but I also feel like if that's, like, where you're, I don't want to say if that's where you're at, like, don't date the dude, don't go on the first date if you feel like it's sus, and I definitely understand and respect that point.
Yeah.
But also, like, I'm tired, I hear stories, and I've gone through situations where it feels like women are just willing to hurt a man over and over again. Mm-hmm. Essentially for their own convenience. Because they're not willing to necessarily risk a thing in order to, like, break off the relationship.
No, and you're right. You're right. I don't want to defend women. Like, here's the thing. I feel like a part of it is because she is younger than her. Younger than him. She's obviously dumb. Sorry, girl. You know? And maybe isn't experienced enough in actual, like, committed long-term relationships to know how to properly end things. I've definitely been a person in a situation where, like, I wanted to end things with a partner. And because he did something that was nice and thoughtful for me, I felt so guilty. I kept the relationship going for a whole year.
Wow.
Okay. And then I finally was like, no, I can't do this. I can't do this. And I just ended up getting the balls. And I finally ended things with him. And it was like passive aggressive for a bunch of months after that. And then thankfully we just...
But like when you ended it with him, did you worry that he was gonna clap back and come at you physically?
Him specifically, no.
I mean, I feel like women need to make that call more often about whether or not they feel like that would happen, because like, I don't know. Like, men definitely get a bad rap for being emotionally immature, but I definitely know that there's a lot of women that have their own blind spots and their own emotional immaturities. Mm-hmm. Like, I have seen and talk to female friends that just wanted to go hang out with another female friend from school, but was so paralyzed just of being rejected just on like a friend, let's go hang out thing, that they just couldn't do it and the friendship slipped away.
That's weird.
And like, to me, that's like an obvious sign of emotional immaturity. But I know a lot of women that have a lot of problem putting themselves on the line, putting themselves out there. And I honestly think it's because, like, you're never, ever forced to actually do it. There's an expectation of men to step up and do it, but women do not. There's not that expectation for women.
You, I don't know. Like, that sounds like, that to me is really wild. I know you've mentioned it before, but it's just wild to me because, like, I don't know, me and my girlfriends, do we hang out? Oh, especially with quarantine now, like, non-existent, but... but do we all talk and keep in communication? Absolutely. Some friends need more space than others, and that's respected. But, like, I don't know. I feel like it's a little different for me just because a lot of my friends, with the exception of one, maybe two, I've been friends with them for over, like, well over... at least over 5 years. Mm. Like, most of, if not all of my friends, well, with the exception of one, you know, but yeah, so, like, we have an understanding of each other that, like, don't expect to hear from me every day, hell, don't expect to hear from me from every week, but just, you know, you'll see me when you see me, you know, and it's not, there's no pressure, there's no resentment, there's no nothing, because... life happens.
I mean, I feel you, but I also kind of feel like this is a bit of a disanalogous situation, because it's like, it's more like if you and your friends, you're working together at a job, you know, whatever, for like a year or something, you guys are talking, your friends, and then you're about to quit the job, and like, do you give them the number to hang out with them after work, because you've only really hung out at work before?
I've had friends who, like, I have work friends who we've all went different jobs and stuff. They all have my number. Again, do we hang out outside of work? Very rarely. Definitely not super often. But there's no, like, bad intent. Like, if we see each other or notice something online, hey, how's it going? Like, a girlfriend of mine reached out to me a few months ago to let me know that she had a whole nother baby. I was like, oh my gosh, like, that's wonderful. Congratulations. Like, she didn't have to share that with me, but she did. So it just shows me that, like, there's no ill feelings, there's no bad will if we don't always have the time or are willing to make the time. Because time is so important, and, like, not everybody has it to give.
Well, baby, I love you for having that kind of confidence, but apparently not all women have that.
I'm realizing this now. You know, you're telling me, I'm like, damn.
Apparently not all women feel like that. If you don't uphold the relationship, it'll still hold up and you guys will still be friendly.
And I agree, because, like, I've heard stories from, like, again, friends of friends who go through that issue where they're like, I have these needy friends, and if I don't call them every week, or if we don't go out every other weekend, it's a problem, and they think I'm mad at them, and it's like, I just want to sit at home. And it's like, I'm like, oof, I get that.
Yeah.
You know, so I definitely feel it. I definitely have had friends that I've kind of drifted away from because home life kind of restricted where I could really go and what I could really do, mm-hmm. which kind of sucks because I feel like I'm definitely disconnected from a number of my friends that I still have an affinity to. But I don't know. I'm not here for the drama. I know some women that just love mess in a relationship who feel like they're not living their best life unless there's some drama in the relationship. Like, girlfriends who start fights with their partners.
That's the one that's wild to me. I've definitely had a partner, like, quote unquote, like, test me before. Like, just had someone, like, message me on Instagram. I'm like, girl, that's so gross. I almost broke up with them right when they did it to me.
You actually, wait, hold on. You had somebody test you?
Yep.
Oh, I'm dying.
You can't see me nodding, but yep, I've had it happen. Yes.
I'm dying.
When I found out, I was almost like, yo, I'm like very close to breaking up with you right now just for doing this. This is gross.
Oh wow. I'm not gonna lie, I've helped friends test their partners online.
Gross.
Like, you're made a catfish account. This is when I was younger and toxic, so yes, I can admit to it. Yeah, no, like, this was years and years and years ago. So that's why I'm like, yes. I've definitely helped friends make catfish accounts, message your boyfriends to see what they would say. Thankfully, they were loyal, but I do understand that, like, some women live for this. Some women feel like, well, if they're like, because, for example, the petty, insecure side of me, whenever I see you double tap Megan Thee Stallion, I'm like, oh, he's always liking her shit. Even when his phone's broken, it's still liked. How? Right?
How?
Right? I'm like, how? This guy's on it. Subscribe. And so I get jealous, but at the same time, I'm like, it's Megan Thee Stallion. I'm double tapping too. Like,
she has cute looks.
Yeah, she does. She has cute looks, and I get it. But, like, some women, like, if they're in a relationship with a man, you can't like no other bitch's photos. You have no business liking other bitches' photos. You only need to have eyes for me.
See, I feel like there's, like, I don't know, everybody has their own weird measures of what, like, constitutes a good relationship and how you measure a good relationship. Like, I definitely feel like some of these people who just constantly want to have toxic stuff, and I definitely feel like this is the case both with Kelly and Brian in this relationship, is that, like, they measured how successful their relationship was by how much they were willing to stomach for one another. And that's why, like, they were miserable together, because they both thought that the fact that, like, they were so anxious just about talking to one another was somehow proof that the relationship was good.
But here's the thing. I understand having anxiety and hesitation to talk about certain things, but, like, a relationship shouldn't feel like work. It shouldn't feel you shouldn't feel stressed to be with your partner or to communicate with a partner or spend time with them. You know, it's like they're supposed to be your escape from the rest of the shitty world and not part of that shit show. Yeah. You know? So, I don't know. Like, I would say, in terms of Kelly and Brian, they need to go their own way.
They need to go there.
Go their own way. And Kelly needs to focus on finishing school, whatever she needs to be doing, whatever hot girl shit she needs to get on, city girl shit, do what she needs to do, find herself a sugar daddy if she wants to. She's young enough, she can still do it.
Yeah.
And
it's quarantine right now. You got time to work out, girl.
Facts. Like, whereas Brian, he needs to work on himself, feel comfortable and confident as a functional, responsible, grown-ass man. And if what he's really looking for in a partner and a future relationship is, like, maybe, you know, somebody who can help him manage responsibility, teach him responsibility. Maybe he needs to look at somebody who's not necessarily his age, but he can look maybe a little bit younger if he's so desperate to be with somebody younger. But like, there's nothing wrong with women his own age. If anything, maybe being with a woman who already has her shit on deck, has her shit together, might light a fire under you to have your shit just as together so that you guys could grow together and become like a beautiful relationship.
I mean, maybe one day.
I'm just saying, sometimes I'm like that. When I, like, I've been in relationships where I've seen, like, yo, this man's making more money than me? What? I'll go and get a second job. You know, I went and got a second job, so I was pulling in guap like that.
Yeah, that sounds like you, Aries. Competitive.
Right? But you're still going to buy me flowers, though. Yeah. Like, just because I'm making all this extra money doesn't mean nothing. But I'm just, it might, that kind of mentality might work for him as well. He might not feel like, you know, might encourage him. Because some guy, I don't know, some men like to feel like, oh, I'm the man. I'm taking care of the house. I'm bringing in that guap. Therefore, I have a little dainty wife who's cooking, cleaning, doing the house, you know, all that, whatever archaic household imagery.
Yeah.
You know, so like, just don't think that they need to be like just out of high school, just out of university. Let the young girls live their life, make their mistakes, learn from it and grow in wisdom, and look at perhaps a woman who has lived their life, made their mistakes, and has grown in wisdom.
Has some emotional maturity.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. Who can recognize, like, you know, problematic behavior, be accountable for their own, and you know, can meet you halfway.
For sure. Yes. For sure. Most importantly, someone who has self-confidence. I feel like there's a lot of people who go into relationships without their selves and their self-confidence being in the right place. Because the truth is, like, a lot of times when you hear about toxic relationships, like, one of those partners is not feeling good enough about themselves. That's why they're willing to take all the toxic behavior.
Ooh, yes,
because like, I if you don't treat me right and you don't treat me like a friend, then we are not friends.
Right.
That's how I am right now. Is like, if you treat me in a way that I don't like to be treated, I will tell you. And if you continue, then we will just stop talking to one another.
Yeah, I'm definitely that person too. Like, I reciprocate the energy you give. So if you give me lack of effort, best believe I'm giving you right back.
Yeah.
If you're giving me 100, I'm giving you 100. If you're giving me, you know, tender love and care, you're getting tender love and care. So I definitely agree. Definitely agree with that. Like, don't settle for less. Having no one is definitely better than having a subpar someone.
Yeah.
Or somebody that makes you feel lesser than, or somebody that makes you question your self-worth. It's never worth it. Can women be toxic? Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's also because, like, a lot of girls unfortunately don't recognize that, you know, men have feelings. Men have feelings. Men don't get into relationships just for fun. Well, some men do, but I'm just saying, like, men get into relationships for the same reason women get into relationships.
Yeah.
They like the other person. They feel feelings. Sometimes they want to make a life with that person and grow with them. And they also find them sexy.
That's true. Definitely that last one, probably more so than the other ones.
That's usually the first reason for most men. But, like, you would assume all those other layers kind of, like, build up as time goes on.
Yeah, it just needs to be in a sexy package the whole time.
Yeah. I guess. Any final words, any final thoughts for Brian and Kelly?
To all the people out there, don't be in relationships that make you unhappy.
Yeah.
Don't do that to yourself. You deserve better than that.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Definitely do not settle for less. It's not worth it. If something makes you unhappy, you should never be afraid to talk to your partner about it. I understand some things and some topics are harder than others, but you should have trust and faith knowing that your partner is here to support you and to uplift you and to hear what you have to say. And what looks like a red flag, talks like a red flag, and waves like a red flag is a red flag. Don't ignore them for the risk of being lonely.
Yeah, that's true too.
Just saying.
Yeah.
With that, I guess we will end this show. Thank you for joining me, Mister. Thank you to Brian and Kelly for submitting their story, and I hope they can hopefully find some peace and, you know, move on to better things separately. And this has been, again, your host, Lola. You can find us on Instagram at This Black Girl Podcast. You can also listen to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, on YouTube, on Anchor FM, Overcast, and any other platform that podcasts are streamed. Thank you again for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.